tickled my butthole. It's all right. No way. No way. Okay, that works.
That's
okay.
Like the all start.
Right. All right. That's great. All right.
Tickle my butthole. Talk to you by Bambo.
A reverse blowjob.
All right, Toto, let's go. All
right, sorry. Jesus Christ.
You're a motherfucking professional. You're a professional.
I'm professional. This is what professionals do.
Welcome to episode 12 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and the rest of the crew is here with me also in the command center. I got Joe Dust.
Shut the fuck up!
I have Cripple J.
Hello.
Big Matt.
Yellow.
And Sound Guy Steve.
I like boobs.
Amen.
Especially if they're on my mind.
Okay. Okay, let's get right into it here. why don't we go ahead and introduce our unofficial beer sponsor for episode 12. I will throw that over to Jay.
All right. Matt supplied us with Schlafly Kolsch. It's a Kolschlau German golden ale, 4.8 APV, 25 IBU. Beer Advocate score of 85.
The Führer!
I know. So I felt awkward buying it. Oh.
Matt buying the German beer.
I know. He drives a Volkswagen too.
Hell, fucking no. Fuck no.
And man. Adolf Hitler spilled it on all of his dead homies.
Oh, I was conflicted once buying said beer, and I did not feel right.
But it's a St. Louis beer.
Oh. You should have lived a good life.
You fucking Nazi motherfuckers.
Oh, God. Oh.
Okay. I guess before we get started, back in episode 11, I forgot to clarify why we call Jay now Cripple Jay.
Cripple Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, why are you Cripple Jay?
I am 2 days removed from ankle surgery. I'm on crutches.
I heard you broke your vagina, but all right.
No, but there were questions if I was getting reassignment surgery on Facebook.
He broke his ankle in extreme missionary position.
We have a kinky house.
So, Cripple J, how are we feeling now post-surgery? We good?
Good. A little bit of pain. Some nice painkillers.
How's it feel for our beer snob to not be able to partake in beer?
It's rough.
Because you got pills and beer? Oh, know, shit, dude. Man.
Yeah. Partied.
So like he drank it all?
Lindsay Lohan's pal.
Have you drank it all?
No.
No.
Oh, man.
He's on probation. He's self-probation.
Right? Some good Quaaludes, man.
I'm on like 6 days of no beer. It's like rare territory.
Yeah. Jesus.
Sweating.
We also have our we have an unofficial snack sponsor again. Oh, for episode 12. Joe, who's our unofficial snack sponsor?
Bamba, fucking Jew peanut butter snacks. Nobody likes them, but they're here anyway.
Dude, that hurt a little bit.
And we also wanted to point out that
if you look on Twitter, look on our Twitter account. I'll put a picture of it. Yeah.
If you look at Nerdcast Twitter account, there's a little random redheaded dude doing jujitsu or karate.
He's bald. Look at him. He's bald everywhere except for like a little tuft of red hair coming out the front. So he's a ginger Jew.
Yeah. Whoa. Where's his yarmulke? Where's his yarmulke?
Is it literally?
Exactly. They don't even cover it up, man.
Is it literally jujitsu?
Or fuck you.
Hey, I thought it was fucking great.
Throw that joke in another,
man. Female audience likes it, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's very rare we satisfy our female audience.
Eat our Jewish snacks. There's a kid doing karate on the couch. It has nothing to do with anything.
What are you trying to say? A Jew can't start some shit?
I haven't seen a Jew run like that since Poland in 1938. Dude.
It works on South Park, but then we just sound like assholes. But
you are fucking assholes.
Okay, all right, true.
Oh, it's some of the shit we
have said already. Is
they
it?
Just Jesus. Take a while to finish it, like every Steven Spielberg movie. It's like I guess I got 4 hours to spare.
All right, so for episode 12,
funny, dude.
I didn't.
Hurts my soul.
I didn't pay attention to the production meeting.
Matt's crying right now a little bit
on the inside.
So what the hell are we talking about today? I didn't pay attention to the meeting.
We did snack sponsor. We are talking about Cripple J.
Yeah, not to be confused with Triple J in Australia. Yeah. He's Cripple J.
Yeah, because we were like, we thought he had broken a vagina, but we have a official correction. Official correction to episode 10, was it, when we talked about the movie Teeth?
Yes, it was episode 10.
Joe, can you touch on our official correction for episode 10?
Yeah, correction in episode 10. We were called out on Twitter by my friend Lindsay, who lives in New Orleans, and she wanted to point out that the teeth and the vagina were dentata. We always just kind of referred to them as vagina teeth or whatever. And then she replied in all caps on Twitter after listening to it. Dentata! I'm like, ooh.
Score, we got served.
Yeah, we got served.
Lawyered.
We're gonna lawyer up.
I'm just happy we have a listener. It's like, you guys are fucking wrong.
Hey man,
I'll take it.
Getting them in every corner of the country.
Heels, yeah.
And another corner right here.
Yeah.
Oh,
she got a shirt on this time though.
I'm sorry. Lori is joining us again briefly. Somehow she decided to stay and and not leave. And she is clothed this episode.
Every time I look at her, she licks her lips, though. I fooled her. What?
No, I didn't. Oh, God. You're so bad. All right. Speaking of biting things off with a tooth vagina.
My mom's doing fine.
She's doing good. All right. Yay, Joe's mom. Shout out. Big fan of Joe's mom.
Hey, do you have your bikini on in this
episode? Not as big as Steve is, apparently, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah. We were talking about, real quick upstairs, how Steve's mom reminded us all that when Steve was four, sound guy, he used to ask my mom if she was going to change into her bikini later on.
Nice.
That was when he was four.
He was a creep from the get-go.
Hey, it was the 80s, motherfucker.
Hey, we did a lot of blow back in the 80s.
Just when you were four.
At preschool.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't play kickball today, guys. Can't do it.
Nah, I can't ride on the trucks today, you guys.
So, speaking of biting things off via vagina, but not so much. When you were at the Cardinals game, Joe.
Oh,
what happened at the Cardinals game?
I was like, how is this a segue?
We're segueing to the Cardinals game.
Oh, good. All right.
So, basically, when I was at the Cardinals game, we were talking about things getting bitten off. My father and I were walking in. And we saw a few people in t-shirts and it said no finger first pitch. And so my dad kept staring at it and finally just asked someone, he goes, what's no finger first pitch mean? She's like, oh, our friend lost all of his fingers and we made it to where he could actually throw a first pitch and the Cardinals invited him out on the field and he threw it. We're like, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, oh. And I kind of just asked, I assume maybe he got him blown off in war or something like that. And she goes, oh, no, he lost all his fingers. He went over to Africa and a chimp bit all of them off. I was like, oh. And
you can't end the story. Like that.
No, you can't really end it. I know. But then, an out was made. So we all dispersed to our seats. But I'm like, holy shit. That was the last thing I expected out of that moment.
How'd you lose your fingers?
Yeah.
A chimp bit them off.
One at a time? Did he stick the whole hand in? Or?
Yeah, and really, how does it, I don't know, was it like one of those things where he was testing his wiener first and he put peanut butter on his fingers and he was like, come on, who wants it? Like, how does a chimp just look at your fingers and go, you know what, I'm going to bite all five of these motherfuckers off.
Yeah. I thought the chimp worked for ISIS, maybe.
Maybe.
Torturing the bastard. Because, seriously, he lost all five?
That's what I got out of
Jesus.
It. And there's a website you can go to, and I'm probably making fun of some dude that did something heroic. Yeah. I don't know. You worked with chimps. Jesus Christ. Not like you're curing cancer.
That's how Planet of the Apes started.
Yeah, it is. There's a chimp out there with human DNA right now going. And really, on the Cardinals, I just wanted to touch on a couple other things. And this is all really not. This is just random bullshit. But I went to a separate game a few days prior. And there was a guy that sat next to me in the seat right in front of me. And he had the Macklemore haircut, if I'm talking about the rapper Macklemore. Mm-hmm. It was all shaved and he had it slicked back on the top. And the dude, his arms were bigger than my legs. And I'm a little guy anyway, but he was gigantic. And his girlfriend was also like twice my size. Yeah. They were just gym rats. Mm-hmm. And the dude, whenever he left, I don't know where they went, but for like 5 minutes, it smelled like Axe body spray around there. And everybody in the whole section recognized it too. Yeah, there's the McLemore air gun right there.
Oh man, that's a hipster.
And and he had like his shirt had like 5 buttons unbuttoned on the top, and he just wanted people to stare at him. And other than that, the Sunday game I went to, I was sitting in the bleachers and I heckled Marcelo Ozuna, who's the center fielder for the Marlins.
What did he ever do to you?
Nothing. He was just there, and there wasn't a lot of people in the bleachers, and it was hot, so I yelled, and I guess my voice carries, and I was like, Ozuna, and he looked right back at me immediately, and I go, add me on Snapchat! And he just and he shook his head side to side, and he was like, stupid white boy. And everybody in the section laughed, and then I got sunburned. We left early. And
that's pretty much story. All I have to say about the Cardinals, except for, you know, fix your Twitter account. You guys are boring as shit.
It does suck. Yeah, that's why people don't want to follow you guys, but unless you're like a Seventh Heaven type family.
The
Duggars? Whoa, you're skipping ahead there. No. Wait.
The father on Seventh Heaven is a pedophile, too.
Yeah, so. Oh, whoa, that's weird.
So, yeah, maybe not a Seventh Heaven.
And also,
because he's not talking about that's why.
Bill came from, correct?
Yes. She played two guard in that show, I think. She was a two guard. She won point.
Mm-hmm. No, she wasn't.
I'm test right now.
she was the shooting guard.
Who has the best walk-up music for the Cardinals right now? I always made that a point. I always liked when they picked their
I wish I could look it up. It's Peter Burgess. Borges, whatever. He's got some gangster rap, I think, going for him. And he's my size. He's a little white guy.
Oh, yeah, but he's fast.
So they play it like once a week.
Right, right.
Yeah, he doesn't
yeah. And I really wish I could remember what his walk-up music was.
Yachty's always...
We got it?
His always entertains me every year.
Oh, yeah, Yachty's
whatever Latino rap he always picks out. We got Song Guy Steve trying to go on the fly.
Nah, that's not it, though. No. He's got some rap going now. He used to have Red Hot Chili Peppers. But yeah, he's got the best.
He's got the best.
Yep. Because it just doesn't fit him.
Oh, it's Dr. Dre.
Is it? Oh, maybe it was. I was drunk.
Oh, nice. Straight out Compton.
Yeah.
Who was the player? I know it wasn't for the Cardinals. The guy who played Careless Whisper. Was it by George Michael or Wham?
No, that was the A's.
Is that from the A's?
Yeah. Swisher, wasn't it? Didn't Swisher do
it? Oh, they got them all. Look here.
Might have been.
I think it was Nick Swisher that did the Careless Whispers because he was a character anyway.
Yeah.
It had to have been him back in the day when he did it.
Yeah.
Or was that one of the teams that was messing with the opposing players and they play that type of stuff when they came up?
I think he did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Goose Island. Oh, whoa. Well, there's our sponsor, Goose Island.
Goose Island was last episode.
We'll have to cut that one out, Jay. Cripple Jay, cut that out.
I don't know. That was on the Fox Sports West website. Sorry.
So, Steve, going back to my question a while ago when we weren't on, who's the youngest girl you have on your Facebook friends?
I have no idea.
His Facebook profile is pulled up now for all to see.
No, I don't.
Not anymore.
Sorry.
Log out. X.
My girlfriend's sitting right behind me.
I don't know.
So, let's
see. So what if she's 15?
I don't have anybody that young on there.
She's got a driver's permit. She reads at a sophomore level.
She's got to be 15 and a half, dude.
No, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, if there's grass on the field, play. Yeah.
This is getting weird.
You know my dad's whole theory on why he doesn't have any chest hair?
Please do share.
He said grass don't grow on a playground.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Your dad wow. Knows, but I like your mom better. All right. Toner.
Yes.
I think we need to go Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Let's go. Lead us that way.
Okay. I know this came out a couple months back, but I think you guys just recently watched this, Kurt Cobain documentary, Montage of Heck, which was on HBO. I watched it. I finished it about a month or so ago, roughly. And it's, shit. I mean, like HBO, all their documentaries are pretty solid. And this one was... It's awesome, but when you get done watching, you're like, son of a bitch.
He was doomed from the start.
Yeah, that kid was just...
It was dark.
He was seriously...
That's a very dark documentary.
If there's a dark... If there's like a poster boy, like a definition for just like a tortured soul...
Well, he had to be clinically depressed.
It's Kurt Cobain and Drake. Yeah,
because, I mean, the part that you pointed out to me, I don't think I'd watch it at that point, but I came to it later on, was when he... laid on the railroad tracks, and I guess he held boulders on himself. Or at least he said he had stones or something. Mm-hmm. He laid on a railroad track, and it just turned out that, oh, hey, by the way, the train was on the other track.
Okay. So yeah, he was.
He was not well from the get-go, but he didn't have a good family history to begin with.
Well, I don't know how young he was or how old he was when his parents got divorced, but apparently that was the... I guess she's like beginning of the end there. That
well, he bounced from home to home because he couldn't adjust.
Yeah, from his mom to his dad to aunts
and mind
and
you, I think this was back before. I mean, it wasn't exactly the 50s, 60s, but really, divorce wasn't as prevalent then as it is now.
Right.
It just he couldn't figure out how to behave to stay with one family or the next, and he went from family member to family member trying to find out a way to adjust, and he just never did.
Did they ever say? You know, smells like Teen Spirit. Why he kept with that title?
They didn't go into that.
Because like somebody spray painted it on a wall or something. I want to say, and they didn't. He didn't know that Teen Spirit was a deodorant, and they meant it smelled like Teen Spirit. And he thought that was a cool phrase, so he kept that for his song.
Yeah, no, he didn't go into that at all. You don't think about it. Like we did a recent episode about top five music. And I didn't even think of Nirvana because they don't get played on the radio much anymore. But you have to remember, they were huge. They were huge in the 90s. Yep.
See, I did think about them, but I also had Foo Fighters as number one and how that would have impacted my rankings if Kurt Cobain wouldn't have killed himself.
Exactly, because Foo Fighters would have been a side project, maybe.
Dave Grohl was writing the music and Kurt Cobain heard some of it before, but probably wouldn't have been what it is now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it just brought back, watching it, and I watched it with my wife, and she was really into Nirvana, but we both had said, this just defines the music we listened to growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was our teenage years listening to it. And what you had said, which was a great point, was where would music be, or where would that band be today? How do you not kill himself?
Yeah.
Would they sustain that level of success? Because that was something that Steve was talking about, was the bands that we grew up with, they're getting into that later phase of their careers. Like you said, Foo Fighters, they've been around, it seems like forever now, like almost 20 years.
20 years.
Right? So would Nirvana had sustained that success? Would you think they'd still be that popular today?
I think so, but I mean, again, it...
Kurt Cobain only be like 46 right now.
Yeah,
right?
He was only 27.
Well, yeah,
47. Yeah.
So I don't. He'd be going into his 50s. Would their music? I mean, his big thing was grunge, self hatred. You know, teenage angst. A lot of teenage angst. That was the bread and butter, right? So could he sustain his success? Hey, I've grown up. I've gone through fatherhood now. I've got a whole different set of experiences to write about. Would it have been the same style of music? You think?
I think it's quite possible because, I mean, I don't know if anyone's seen the documentary The Other F Word. It's about Pennywise, their lead singer, about him becoming a father and dealing with music. And he actually left the band for a while because the rigors of being on the road versus having a family was just too much for him. He eventually went back to the band and they went back, but their music hasn't changed over the years. But they talked a lot about how, I think it was Blink-182 was on it, and they said, it's kind of weird having to go on and find an edited version of your CD for you to play in front of your kids. Huh. So, I mean, it definitely changes. Maybe not necessarily the sound, but what you're saying.
Yeah. So, Steve, this was a big topic for you.
Yep.
Do you think bands from when we were growing up, because we're all 90s music kids, what we are, do you think bands have sustained themselves since then?
Well,
the thing that we make fun of the most now are those 80s heritage bands. I mean, the thing is, they still sell. People still go to their concerts. But that's it. I mean, they don't get airplay, and who's really talking about them?
Well, I mean, just as from when I do my gigs on Sundays and Tuesdays, it's the older crowd. When you play something, they're like, hey, play Sammy Hagar. And these guys that are like in their 50s or 60s are just like me now with Trent and Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden and everything they've done, that shit's 20, almost 30 years old, and now it is, and it still sounds good. I mean, there's that stuff, just like Led Zeppelin. I'm listening to that stuff from the 60s and 70s, it still sounds good. I mean, that's what it is. It's like, can you actually listen to a band? Like, when I get in my 50s or 60s, it's like Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden. It's like, when you, like, somebody turns it on as a kid, it's like, what the hell is this? Because when I first heard the Led Zeppelin, I'm like, who is this? And now it's like, people that are in their 50s or 60s, fuck, Jimmy Page is 70, and they're getting ready to do another tour. And it's just like, but the last time they played in, it was 2008 or whenever, when they played with Jason Bonham, John Bonham's kid, that place sold out in a half an hour. It's like, that's what I'm saying. Do you have that power to actually sustain yourself? Because when I saw Soundgarden and Nine Inch Nails in Vegas in 2014, that place was only a 3,000 or 4,000 person venue. It's the Axis at Planet Hollywood. Fucking sold out. And the lot, it just, people can actually sustain themselves.
Look at the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They've been around since early 80s.
Early, yeah.
And they're still making good music. They're still selling out.
I mean that's the thing.
Because I think what we're getting at is, like you were going back to, was Zeppelin, 70s bands like that.
Yep.
They sustain. Our main question is, will our bands sustain the test? And I think they will. I think it's still prevalent. The grunge age, I don't know if you can say that. That's well over, but that doesn't mean there's still not nostalgia for what we used to listen to. And it's still popular. People are starting to go to their concerts. People are starting to download their music. It's just, we'll still have that same level of popularity. We'll still be that level of quality. And that's the question I have. We'll sustain quality. Because, yeah, we can go to a Nine Inch Nails concert, have them play their best hits. Everyone's going to love that because it's the stuff that we all like. But when they play their new stuff, are people excited about their new stuff?
I was. Hesitation Marks came out right before that, and it was in 2013, and he hadn't done an album since 2005 or 2006. I mean, Joe went to this concert with 2000. Did you go with me in 2005? With Teeth,
I saw him at Lollapalooza. Nine Inch Nails.
You went with me though, didn't you?
What year was it? 2006 or whatever.
It was 2005. They were here. And then it was 2008. They were here.
I went with you at both of them. Pretty sure.
That's okay. But yeah, I mean, it's just.
Well, here's the question. Is it the genre of music that is sustainable? Because here's the question. This will go to Toner. Tupac and rap. When you're in your 50s and 60s, will it be the same way of going to their concert? Can they really have the same credibility and the same quality for that style of music when you're way older? I don't know if that has that same sustaining power.
I didn't realize that Dr. Dre is, I think he's exactly 50 years old.
Yeah.
And just dropped that. His latest album, Compton, and I streamed that on iTunes, and I don't know.
Quality's still high?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, my God. It's hilarious. This is his first album in like 15 years. I think it was Chronic 2001, was his last, the last one. So yeah, he's made beats for people and been featured on other people's albums, but I as talented as he is, it's just crazy. I guess he just does music when he wants to. He's got more money than God anyway, just as a producer. And what's that?
The thought of money?
More money than God.
But he, 15 years since his last album puts us out, he still got it. But even at a sustainability level, like you mentioned Foo Fighters earlier, if Nirvana was still around, just like if, Tupac and Biggie hadn't been killed, a lot of these rappers who were big after them,
would they still be big?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Lil Wayne?
Yes.
God.
Dude, it's bad. I turn on 104.1 now, and 90% of the stuff I hear, I'm like, what is this shit?
That's what I'm saying.
Terrible.
If you turn
is that a sign of you aging? Because that's the thing. If they're wildly popular now, is that just you getting to that later phase of life where we're all getting to that point in our life where like, oh, your shit sucked. Our shit's awesome. Like, Nirvana was awesome. We were going to, like you said, Red Hot Chili Peppers or fucking Rooster.
Alice in Chains.
All of those. I mean, we're like, this was what was good. Yours is shit. And it's just that's a generational thing, I think, because every generation does that. our parents say our crap is crap, and yeah. we say Lil Wayne's crap, but they're going to say the generation after theirs is going to be somebody after him, and they're going to be like, no, this is what rap music is, and we have a whole different context of what rap is versus what they have.
True.
What year did Chronic come out? The original one.
Yeah. I think it's 1992 or 1993.
Yeah, very early 90s.
And now he's putting out albums called The Chronic Back Pain.
19, December 15th, 1992.
Gosh, wow. That makes me feel old.
Jesus.
I was 10.
Yeah, 10.
I hadn't 10. Even killed anybody yet.
Reals. I haven't even thought about the podcast yet.
And then Tony's favorite song, D's Nuts.
Who's also running for president in North Carolina.
He's pulling well in North Carolina. Yeah.
He's pulling very well. Apparently. He's like a third place or something.
That's what cracks me up. Like, he was beating what? Several of the other Republican candidates.
I think he was beating everybody but Clinton and
Trump.
And Trump.
Oh, God.
He was third.
Oh, damn. Okay.
He got 9% of the vote.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
I think it's easy to say that our population has said, hey, we are done with all this. You guys all suck. Every politician sucks. Yeah. Let's pick the most off the wall, craziest motherfucker and see what happens. Let's just see how.
Cares if he's 15.
Fuck it. Yeah. See what happens.
God.
No, but I mean, going back to it, it's like I said, you turn on the point nowadays, I can't even listen to some of this shit. I said, I have satellite radio in my car now, and when I listen to it, it's like you can hear some of these bands, like, all right. This is actually pretty good, but it's, I mean, because, like, they'll play some band, I have no idea who it is, but then you hear, like, Pearl Jam, or anything like that, and it's like, God, it's like, I know this is, like you said, could it be age, but it sounds so much better, because it's like, seriously, it's like, some of the shit they did, like, Diddy, he fucking takes a song from, like, the 90s, two or three different songs, pieces them together, and it's this huge fucking hit.
That's what Kanye West does.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's like...
That's just repeated.
Yeah, it'll do it, but the thing is, it's like, these people, it's like, seriously, some of this shit sounds exactly the fucking same. Fucking Feelings Rock, I mean, fucking, oh, I'm gonna slip my wrist, today's a great day. You know, it's like, what the fuck is this shit?
Gee, that's not Inch Nails.
No, it's not. Listen to the Downward Spiral. That's not it.
But I don't think a lot of bands today are going to survive even 10 years. No. I think now you're screwed because of social media and everything. You're like, you have flavor of the month right now.
Yeah, but right now...
You have so many side projects. I mean, as far as, this drummer and this bassist from this band are now forming a new band with this lead singer, and this lead singer is doing his own solo stuff. Did that used to always go on? I just wasn't as cognizant of who was going where and doing what.
Look at how it's
I guess it's such a small community. Right?
Well, no, Maynard from Tool. Right now, he had three projects. He has Tool, Perfect Circle, and Pucifer. Right now, he can't do anything with Tool because of the lawsuit that they're going with right now with the record company or something like that. Or Perfect Circle, they've done two CDs, toured, and they still do shit on the side. Pucifer, he's getting ready to come out with a new CD in December, and they're still touring. But it's like, that's the thing. Though these people nowadays, they suck ass. They think they're going to make... No, it's like, seriously, they come out, they have one CD, and they're like, oh, we're going to be fucking millionaires. But these guys from our generation, they've got, I'm working with this person or this person, and they're actually being smart about it. They're like, all right, because Trent Reznor, he's not doing Nine Inch Nails, but he's done The Social Network. He did...
Some guy from
Gone Girl. Did he do Gone Girl?
Gone Girl soundtrack. And I mean, that's the thing, is they're actually being smart about it. These people nowadays come out like, we're going to make a 10-track CD. Every emo person's going to hate us, but it's going to be good music, and we're going to be millionaires. It's like, it doesn't work that way anymore.
After two albums, we'll do a greatest hits.
I fucked my mom in the bathroom part two. Yeah.
Jesus Christ! What band is that?
What music
can I get that on vinyl?
Is that on iTunes?
I fucked my mom in the bathroom part two. That sounds like a Blink-182 song, dude.
Because part one wasn't enough.
Steve, that was a wonderful riff. You just went off the rails.
I was like, what the fuck just happened?
It was like,
what the fuck just happened?
But that's where I'm getting.
What does that even mean? #Bobby
#Bobby Command Center.
But no, it's like, that's where I'm getting. It's like, I can't understand. It's like, yes, will our bands sustain themselves? Hell yeah. Like, I guarantee you, if you...
Because they have a library of music is what you're saying?
No, because they were smart about what they did.
Are you talking about they adapted? Is that what you're getting to? Because you have to adapt with time.
Exactly. It's like, if you go from listen to Broken, The Downward Spiral from Nine Inch Nails, and then you listen to Hesitation Marks, it's like 1992, 1994 to 2012. It's like, okay, it's still got... Trent is there, but you can tell that he's actually changed, and it still sounds good. Like, I'm trying to think of another band who, like...
Chili Peppers, I'd say.
No. A band that, from our era, that...
Chili Peppers always had a Chili Peppers sound. They've never really changed their sound, really, have
they? Well, if you listen to...
Because when you hear... Well, as soon as you hear a Chili Peppers song, without even hearing the lyrics go off, you're like, that's a Chili Peppers song. That's just their sound.
No, but I'm talking about a band that actually, from our era, that actually, like, they did some stuff. Great. Then they came back now, and it was like, what the fuck was this? I'm trying to think. I know it's like some of the, yeah, you said.
Are you talking about people who took time off or something? Because you said the Chili Peppers, they've been, they've been around.
It's like they did an album, they took a little time, they came back and did another album, took some time, or they didn't even hear from them, and then they like come back. There's a band now. Is it Faith No More? No,
Creed. Yeah, Faith No More.
Yeah, it's like Faith No More. It's like Faith No More's last one was like late 90s, early 2000s, and it's like 15 years later, now they're all dressed up in like white suits, and
their first single's cool though. I like.
No, I mean, just saying, it's like, that's the thing, it's like, let's see how this goes. Like, this has been almost, people that take extended breaks, then they try to get back into it, and it's like, okay, hey, we want to do this now. It's like, all right, you know. So.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, I think we can agree that the 90s music that we grew up with...
I saw Joe spinning his fingers like a cocksucker. Like, okay, let's go.
That's 10 minutes.
That was not 10 minutes.
Because one of the bands from our time was the Deftones. No, yes. Deftones?
Yes, very good.
Who here saw the Deftones recently?
I did.
Oh, Joe did. Tell us, Joe, how was it?
That was sarcastic clapping.
Joe, our resident concert snob.
That was Steve banging his nuts against my chin.
Yeah. Here, Joe, take my nuts.
Yeah, I saw Deftones and Incubus on Friday night, and they were good. Deftones, it's hard. I think I realize it's hard to see a show like only a couple weeks removed from Lollapalooza, though. Especially when there's only a few bands there. You're just not used to it. And you're used to it going 8 more hours or something like that. You're like, all right, well, time to go. Well,
who let off? Incubus or Deftones?
Death from Above 1979. They were the first one. And they were actually at Lollapalooza, and they were good. Okay. And then Deftones, and then Incubus.
Incubus closed it out.
And Deftones, I think, were definitely my favorite. Incubus were just not loud enough. Like, I sat in the lawn straight away, though, so you should be able to hear it. And they were half as loud as Deftones for some reason. So, but Brandon Boyd took his shirt off and women squealed, and I think that's what they went for.
And you're saying you didn't?
I took my shirt off.
He's like, yeah, look at this dad bod, bitch.
And then I went to a
couple twinks squealed.
A couple twinks squealed.
Hey, guess what, boys? When you're 15, you can have a body like this too. Yeah, it was pretty good, though. I don't know the next show I'm going to go to. Probably, maybe Alt-J.
I've got my September.
What, to Alt-J?
I do.
Are you in seats?
Lawn.
Oh, well, maybe I'll just go with you.
All right. Oh, it's a date.
You know what? They have them for $10 there, too. I should have just bought them.
Yeah, I got them for free from our gym.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so go work out. You can get concert tickets, too.
A guy named Jim, or...
Yeah, Manali.
Nice.
Let's see. And you saw that was at Riverport.
Yep, right? Riverport.
Or wait, sorry.
Former Reno is Riverport.
I'm sorry, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, St. Louis.
Just say Riverport, because that's what it is.
I'm sorry, it's the old
it's
habit.
Always Riverport. It's always going to be Riverport.
Because then Foo Fighters were recently there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But none of us went to go see Foo Fighters.
I had to wash my hair.
But some of the stuff on Facebook I saw was that it was a good show, but there's a lot of complaints about a certain odor in the Riverport area.
And it wasn't from any one lady in the crowd.
And it wasn't from any one lady. And it has something to do with, we're going to segue into a little bit of local news.
Local news?
Local news! It's the Bridgeton landfill, and this is something that actually, I don't know, it's big in St. Louis. I don't know if it's hit national news level yet. I'm guessing since no one's died from it yet, it hasn't hit the national level.
That we know of.
When it turns into the Fukushima nuclear plant,
that's what happened. So my place of employment is right around there, we'll say. And
within walking distance,
and Rams Park, the St. Louis Rams practice right there. And every now and then you breathe in deep, you will smell the putrid smell of death mixed with skunk ass, I guess, is the way to describe it the best way.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a good St. Louis like tourism video.
It's awesome because, well, it's awesome that, hey, we have Foo Fighters. We got one of the best bands of all time coming in, one of Jay's favorite bands. That's why I said it.
They are huge.
And you come in, and this is what we expose them to. Hey, welcome to St. Louis. Welcome to Murder Central and the smell of death. And it's embarrassing as a city.
Whose bright idea was it to put a concert venue next door to a landfill anyway?
It's like putting a playground next to a sewer, right? Vaginas and buttholes.
Because corporate America, it's cheap land. It's very cheap. Very cheap for all the land around there. That's why it's such a business park right there. All that land around there is all businesses.
And who knows how fucking contaminated all that shit is going from where that is.
Well,
because you have the casino plus that, and it's like, how do you know it's not fucking leaked all the way over there yet?
Well, we'll get to that part, Mr. Leak.
Can't bury the lead.
Because this all goes back to the Westlake landfill, 1939. It was a limestone quarry. And they used to dump barium sulfate, which was a byproduct of the Mallinckrodt chemical company, basically uranium enrichment for the Manhattan Project. So basically building the nuclear bomb, this is where they dumped the nuclear waste. And it wasn't really discovered that they had illegally dumped nuclear waste there till around 2013. 2013 EPA comes in and claims it's a Superfund site. And since basically 2013, there's been a fire burning below ground. And this is why there's that death smell. So we wanted to apologize to the Foo Fighters. Welcome to St. Louis. Hey, that smell of death you're smelling is because there's an underground fire that's been going on for close to 2 years now. And
I can hear those damn birds in my headphones. Yeah.
And so
let me know what you want me to pull up here because I'm doing this like you want me to.
Well, and it's a matter of right now you'd said something about a leak. There's the portion that's called Cold Water Creek.
There you go.
There's radioactive waste dumping into the water supply system here in St. Louis. It's going into the Missouri River, so any place around the Riverport area as far as those surrounding areas, your water's been contaminated. So I said basically in a few years we're going to see the ESPN 30 for 30. The reason why the Rams have sucked for the last decade is because they've been poisoned by all the radioactivity in the area.
Could be it. Do you think that's why my testicles are so big, though?
Elephantitis?
Yeah.
Well, we've made...
I've been breathing in that radioactive air for
years.
You just
want me to send you this picture?
I'm like that fish on The Simpsons.
The three-eyed fish. That was awesome. Yeah, I remember that episode. That was awesome.
Blinky?
Well, I mean, basically, where it is now is the waste company is trying to cover up going, hey, this is nothing but fear-mongering. By environmentalists, the local residents basically saying, hey, you've been hit by the poor real estate market. You're just wanting a company to bail you out of your bad real estate situation and will come bail you out to buy you because you're saying that there's radioactive waste right there, which there's no doubting that there is. But the reason why there's such an uproar recently is because the fire's now spreading underground. And the fire is spreading towards radioactive waste. So that means, quote unquote, we have a dirty bomb situation on our hand. So at any moment, the place I work about, about 15 feet from, could explode and have radioactive results. So makes me love my job, makes me love my life working right next to it. But like you said, cheap rent.
So it's never an issue until somebody dies.
It's exactly.
It's got to be a catastrophe before it's exactly. going to get any. It's going to get the attention it deserves.
Mm-hmm. And anyone who's died of cancer in that area that's lived or worked there, how do you know it's not from that?
Yeah, and there was as soon as it started happening, there were at work there was complaints of, hey, I'm getting headaches, I'm getting dizzy, you know, stuff like that. But basically, companies came in, tested. Oh, everything's fine.
Like, I'm getting headaches, and your foreman comes in. He's like,
good for you!
So, that's the biggest thing going on. I mean, I know we touched on points on previous episodes of, hey, we've had some weird shit going on murder-wise in our beautiful city. Well, this is the slow murder, is what I call it, on a mass level. And it's just funny that no company wants to come in and just do the right thing. No one's stepping up to do the right thing, say, hey, what happened here is illegal. It needs to be cleaned up for the betterment of everyone around us. And no one's stepping up.
Well, it costs money.
Oh, yeah. There we go. It costs money. Nothing to get solved.
Buttholes.
Yep. Speaking of buttholes.
I love smooth segues.
Yeah.
What's going on with Subway, Joe?
Oh, man, Subway. Jared Fogle?
Jared Fogle.
Yeah, man. That guy's had a bad week.
He's got a bad week.
He's going to be getting a lot different 6 to 12-inch subs for the next 5 years.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of his butthole. Right.
And, like, I'm kind of piggybacking on something I saw on Twitter, but it's ironic that his entire life, you know, since college, he's been trying to get into smaller pants.
Oh, shit.
$5 foot longs in your kid's butthole. Jeez. Wow.
Imagine that. Sound guy Steve going too far.
Oh. Excuse the fuck out of me. I'm not molesting kids and looking at kid porn. Fuck off.
Well, not yet. But, so whenever I was...
Again, we'd like to ask. Facebook, how young?
Yeah. Steve, I can't remember if it was coming back from Vegas this last time or it was another time. I know it was coming back from Vegas. And I asked the cab driver, I go, have you ever had any celebrities in this cab? He's like, yeah, man. He goes, Jared from Subway was sitting in the passenger seat just yesterday. And now I look back, I'm like, oh, man.
Gross.
shared a cab with that dude.
Yeah. Better ass, dude. Better ass.
I mean, now that you look at him, any even more creepy looking than he already was, because he lost all that weight and he had those gigantic cheeks that just look like vagina flaps. And he always looks like he's wearing lipstick, and he's
he does, man.
And now you look at him, and his mouth is really flappy when he talks, and you're like,
glasses that were square clear, like it was just glass, I think.
Yeah.
But they were not tinted.
Right.
But had they been tinted, though, Joe,
had they been tinted,
how would you feel about that?
Had they been tinted, I would have pegged him. Sorry. We're looking at photos on the internet. Had they been tinted.
Oh, God.
Had they been tinted, I would have pegged him as a creep a long time ago.
We would have known.
Because this was something I wrote down that I just wanted to briefly mention. Okay, I'll wait. Steve's just scrolling. He's just scrolling
memes.
Google memes.
Stop.
We can hear Steve laughing, but nobody can see them.
We don't have a new podcast whatsoever.
Maybe I'm in the minority on this, but I don't think I am. But if you go out of your way to wear tinted glasses, that could be either just tinted from the get-go or those indoor-outdoor where they change.
The transitions where they take a while. What do those rank? Are those creepy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've
one point. I stopped wearing glasses.
Has anybody ever looked at like a dude and saw those and goes, man, that guy's fucking
No, they
hot.
Look like they're ready to kill somebody. They look like murderers.
They look like a dude you see on like a Dateline. Like interviews.
Because why do you need to be tinted inside?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
And they don't go immediately. So you're tinted half the way. So like you walk into like a football party or something and you walk in and your eyeglasses are briefly tinted and you're like, I think Matt's going to stick his finger in my butthole.
And?
I like my women like I like my subs. I'm looking at photos. I don't know what that means, but...
Yeah.
Hey, Subway, I'm available. Bill Cosby photo.
Oh, no.
So anyway, I know just describing photos on a podcast probably isn't that cool, but if you guys Google Jared, what'd you Google? Jared Fogle Subway?
Jared Fogle memes.
Jared Fogle memes. There's quite a few out there.
Hi, you're listening to Marcus. Up another promo for the inside. The Nerdcast on the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network. Why couldn't I just say that?
So speaking of creeps, who's next on our creep list that we need to discuss?
On our creep list?
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, wait, no. The Ashley Madison hack is what we're going to go to next. Anyone have anything to say about the Ashley Madison? I mean,
I actually have an opinion on it.
Well, here, okay, Anonymous. They are fucking not kidding around. They can get anything.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And which guess group? What? It was a different group, though, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was Anonymous, wasn't it?
Anonymous, man, that's a bunch of people who have probably never talked to a fucking girl in their life. I'm dead serious. All
right.
And my opinion on it is, even though these guys morally might be pieces of shit, I don't think there's any room to display people's public info.
To judge, because you just did something. You were
well, it's not just judging. They got all their public info on the internet. Yeah.
And it's
like a public corporation that they're paying money to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so you're cheating. Well, if your spouse hasn't caught on by now, you're probably a dumb whore.
This is the one I was talking about from earlier.
Oh, I asked God for a girlfriend, but I know God doesn't work that way. So I molested my sisters and asked for forgiveness. Josh Duggar.
That's the one that came right after the...
Yeah, and he's on there, and they're all... Yeah. That whole family's the fucking Duggar weird incident, anyway.
Yeah, Duggar was part of the Ashley
Madison. She's... Like, kids are just falling out of that vagina at this point, I believe. Isn't it like 19 kids in county?
Yes.
I was saying the other day, I know nothing about that show.
I don't either.
I've just heard about it.
Who the fuck watches
it,
dude?
Watch that show.
That's,
and I'm like, why? It's just a train wreck. It's basically the circus, but on TLC or something like
God,
that.
God, I'm so tired of Anonymous, though. Yeah. Those guys are just not cool. Those are the 14-year-old kids that... They cry can. On well, PlayStation when
they
you...
they hack into something because they can. They figure out a way to do it. But, okay, the Ashley and Madison hack, does that really move society forward in any way?
No.
You think them doing this is going to stop people from cheating?
It's
not going to do... It doesn't serve any purpose.
Who works at Citibank? Who knows probably at least one person that's cheated on their significant other just by working there? I'm just kidding. Who knows at least 10 people? I do.
I just find that if you're going to take on the mantle of we do these hacks in the name of justice for society, do something worthwhile. This is nothing.
Go track down the ISIS fucking members'
fucking
names.
Hell yeah, man.
Who cares who cheated on their spouse?
Exactly.
You know what, though? This compared to releasing Ferguson police officer information that had nothing to do with.
Exactly.
This.
Yeah.
I'd rather see this stuff come out than police officers that are just tied to a
bad area.
Well, and that was, and it just goes back to what Joseph. These guys are probably teenagers. They're trying to just go, "Hey,
look what I can do.
Look what I can do," without thinking, "Should I do it? What purpose is this serving that I'm doing it?" Them putting, like you said, the Ferguson incident, putting personal information for police. They're doing their job. They're doing what they're told to do. Now, how they perform that job individually, that's a whole different topic. But you're not, when Anonymous does something like that, you're not hurting the cops. Who are you hurting? You're hurting their families.
Yeah.
You're hurting that, and it serves no purpose to go after the cops' families. What do they have to do with it? It's just how they get, that's how they support themselves.
Anonymous has no goal. Remember the freaking tent cities? What were they? Camped out?
Mm.
Anybody even think about those anymore? No.
No.
Those lasted what? A couple weeks?
Yeah.
Whatever. What were those? I don't even remember what they're called anymore. Taken over. Fuck. I'm drawing a blank.
I don't remember.
Our site's getting hacked tomorrow now.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was coming after Nerdcast.
How did a hack into your PlayStation ID and take your password?
Take away your XP points.
Jeez.
I just thought it was
Bobby
disturbing.
Oh!
Bobby, fuck you up. Take away his XP. Was it double XP? Was joke about.
Ground Zero has been compromised.
Double XP weekend, bitches.
Ashley Madison had over 38 million users, subscribe, whatever the hell you want to call them, or members.
There's a lot of
cheating motherfuckers.
All it is Tinder that's publicly displaying the fact that you're cheating. That's all Tinder and all that shit is. I mean, shit. Well, you don't even have to pay money to get on Tinder. You make a fake Facebook profile. You enlarge your dick on Photoshop and you put yourself up. That's what my dad did.
What would Jax Teller say about Anonymous and their shenanigans?
Man, I don't know. You put me on the spot every time.
Don't let me forget.
First time you smell a vagina, come back to me and we'll talk. Okay. It's like I got to do that every episode now.
I have to. So, speaking of someone that probably wants to kill themselves right now, Jared, because you're going to get ass raped, and Duggar, you're going to die.
No, Duggar's wife already said it's her fault.
Yeah,
so.
Duggar's wife.
He's been absolved.
Got to have that TV money, man. Once you're rich, bitch. You know,
that's right.
We'll do whatever you have to do to stay rich, right? But speaking of want to die, let's get into semicolon tattoos.
Yeah.
I want to know the origin. I want to know why. Hold on. I want some in-depth discussion about semicolon tattoos.
Well, I don't believe we did speak about this, right? No. So whenever I did get my tattoo, the guys at Ultimate Art Form were telling me that semicolon tattoos were all the rage now. And it was mostly girls that were coming and getting them. But whatever, there's guys that get them too. And basically it means that I've gone through some mental struggles and I've had some hardships. I've contemplated suicide, but...
No wonder why.
Jeez. But
so where's the main spot to put?
Anywhere.
We're seeing the picture right now. On the
a lot of them are on the wrist.
It's on the wrist.
That means my story isn't done yet.
When you told me about it, I looked it up a little bit, and a big spot was behind the ear.
I don't want to get anything from the neck up, though.
Dude, I was just like...
You're just displaying it there. You go out, like, with a guy on a first date. Uh-huh. You know, you say you meet on Tinder or meet Me or Plenty of Fish, you know, any of the fucking Clam Jam websites that are out there.
Clam Jam.
Meetfarmers.com.
That's right.
Farmers only.com.
Farmersonly.com.
And then what are you going to do if you see a chick with a semicolon tattoo before a year? You'd be like, oh, I'm good, you're depressed.
You're depressed,
but you want to let people know that you were depressed and now you're not anymore, which is literally 95% of us walking around. But
I was sad for a little
but
bit.
But you're
not
enough of an attention whore to actually get it permanently displayed on your body.
So from this, it says...
Maybe you should just turn that into a comma and just fucking get rid of yourself.
It says...
What's your stance on that?
What, semicolon tats or...
Killing yourself.
Oh, I'm very anti-suicide. Sorry.
Jeez.
I was gonna say if I saw a girl with a semicolon tat, I'd be like, well, you know what? I got an exclamation point right on my penis.
Oh. And I have a question mark on mine.
So. That's just the curl.
My friend Ryan,
the curl.
That's what I was saying. You don't know.
Jeez.
I'm the Riddler.
Look him up on Twitter.
So, like, my friend Ryan has a semicolon tattoo on his inner arm, on his bicep, but he got that years ago, and that's because he had colon cancer, and they took part of it out, so he thought it'd be funny to get a semicolon tattoo. Now you got all these fame whores trying to go out there going,
took away his meaning, man.
I had a rough patch in my life, but guess what? I got a semicolon tattoo, and I can do anything, bitches, but I'm going to cry on the first date.
So, it actually, what it says is
getting sexed.
The organization and movement are dedicated to presenting hope and love for those who are struggling with depression, suicide, addiction, and self-injury.
So, if you struggle with that, which millions and millions and millions of people do, you have to get it permanently displayed on your body so people know.
Hey, how about this? Why don't you just kill yourself now and save us all the trouble?
Oh, some guy, Steve. Oh, no sympathy.
Seriously, no. Everybody go kill yourself.
But listen to our podcast. Stay tuned.
Yeah, that's my whole thing, man. There's so much shit people do now just
to fucking
attention.
Draw attention to themselves. Jesus.
Oh, that's a cool semicolon tattoo. I saw 80 other people with it today. What's it mean? Just kidding. I don't care.
Oh, my cat died, so I cut myself.
So this took me 6 minutes in the tattoo shop to get. And it means a lot to me.
That means you got street cred, though. I guess. You got some ink on you, right?
Yeah, go to fucking East St. Louis with that. See what happens.
Yeah, go to the kids that grew up in the projects and
yeah.
don't know what they're eating an hour from now. Oh, but I'm sorry, you did. Your aunt passed away? Okay.
Semicolon.
Sorry, people, I don't give a fuck about you.
I think that deserves Thank a good God. For you.
Good for you!
Jack Teller would tell you to fuck off is what he would do.
My wife got stabbed in the back of the neck and I still carried on.
He didn't get no semicolon.
The Sons of Anarchy. I didn't get a semicolon. I shoved a gun up a guy's asshole.
Oh,
but geez. Seriously, nobody cares about your stupid semicolon tattoo. And, okay, another segue. Speaking of things a lot of us don't care about, and yes, I know sir. This hits home to pretty much everybody on my list. I don't care if you guys go out drinking and take photos or videos of you drunk and
drunk put them Snapchats.
On Snapchat. I literally just one tap it and skip through it. I don't know the last time I've ever even bothered watching any of them. I think that's just that's ruining all you got social on that. Media. Snapchat is for me sending a 10-second dick pic to somebody and then sending
Was it
something
really
back
for anything else besides that.
No, I mean, come on, and man. We giggle and that's it. I don't care about
me. Oh my god,
that dog! That looks like a dog that got run over by a car. All right, next one.
It looks like you sat in gum.
Oh fuck!
Just quit ruining my Snapchat feed.
That's all you're trying to say.
Yeah,
in a roundabout
yeah.
way.
Yes,
but would you look at a Snapchat on an Apple Watch if you had one?
If I had an Apple Watch, man. Well, first off, if I have an Apple Watch, I guess my watch would be covering my fucking semicolon tattoo. I don't know what the hell you can really look at on a tiny. Screen on your watch that you can't already do with your iPhone 6 Plus that is the fucking size of a movie theater screen. Yeah, there you go. That's it. I really don't know what purpose. They're like, oh, but I can get my steps in. Oh, okay, congratulations.
Oh, is that what's really useful?
My phone does the same thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, pedometer, yes. Your phone has a pedometer on it. Oh, or your Fitbit, yeah. or anything else that's already been really? Out. But now they're, no, because like would you say, Jay, it's Apple and it's got the fucking logo on it.
Yeah.
It's got a couple of like more higher end type things as far as like your, I guess blood pressure or your beats per minute or some shit. I don't know.
I have not met one person.
Beats per minute. Strokes per minute.
Yeah.
Strokes per minute.
This says you walked a half mile that I know I was beating up for 2 hours.
You set a new record.
Vigorously.
Were you like baling hay?
No.
I was watching Gilmore Girls.
That Rory McIlroy.
Not Rory McIlroy. That's a golfer.
Too many 312s. That's oh, man. For me, man.
Oh, yeah, seriously, nobody cares Speaking about your semicolon tattoo.
Another segue.
Did you want to go into that?
Oh, okay.
You
yeah.
about
we were talking about this briefly. I guess we can talk about what do you remember? Do you remember the
We've
first time?
Years to talk about
first
it,
time you ever saw anything? Hardcore pornographic.
Well, we didn't even say hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, okay. This doesn't. I don't even consider like Showtime After Dark or anything like that. Like pornographic. You're like, oh, I saw a tit. Okay, yeah. You saw boobs. Whatever. I'm talking about like penetration type. Oh, where geez. you first all
well, then
of a sudden
you're ruining
got
the story for me. That's all. I'm
oh well, okay.
Because I don't think you saw.
Okay, for
anything.
So
no. It's because R rated, right?
Yeah, it's R rated. Yeah. So
what was the first time you saw anything that kind of made you sweat, but you didn't know why you were sweating?
I think, well. It made me feel Jesus. Something, but I don't know why I felt it.
Yeah,
kind of yeah. Ooh, we're getting something. This
you had a rush of blood to the head, but not like the, not like the Coldplay album I'm talking about.
So I think it was a 1990 Mortal Kombat. When I saw
Chun-Li.
When I saw, when I saw
Mine was a cartoon.
When I saw Sub-Zero rip the spine out of somebody.
I can tell you mine.
I'll go first.
Was
go
that
first.
Okay?
I'm a jealous lover.
Okay, no, if you actually know,
I'm a selfish lover.
I'm Jewish. I get to go first in everything.
Oh, Jesus,
entitlement.
Fucking anti-Semite motherfucker. That was fucking funny.
Now you're not gonna give us like Diary of Anne Frank type shit, right?
It's so hot, dude. If you don't beat off to that, I don't know what you beat off to.
Man, she was so good at hiding stuff.
Oh. She used to hide my dick in her vagina.
Matt, that's what I was getting at.
No, but I had to say it. That was funny.
I think Matt's getting drunk. Thank God he spilled it out for me. I didn't.
I was getting this number tattooed on my forearm. Then we had sex in the tattoo shop. Oh, it was great.
They found Anne Frank's Jewish, what was it, concentration camp number.
That's what
right
said.
Next to her semicolon. Right next to her semicolon.
Wait a minute. You just compare semicolon tattoos to Anne Frank and the Holocaust, you fucking asshole.
You know what? If you ask some of those dumb bitches at M, they probably would.
You just call the Holocaust Jews dumb bitches?
No,
you?
I'm talking about the...
Oh.
I'm talking about the... He goes, no! I'm talking about the girls that have them. All right, when's the first time you saw dick and vagina?
What? I guess you can't say it like that, though. I didn't see
okay.
It. It's not in it.
Or a booby or something, whatever.
Jay Tierney at his house. His brother, Mikey, calls me up. Hey, you got to come over right now. Which sounds kind of weird saying it that way.
Yeah. In this context.
In this context, it sounds really weird.
I've got something to show you.
Do the story.
Bring candles and lotion.
It's your story, man. It's a shared story, I guess.
So when my mom would go out of town, we'd get my dad to go take us to the video store and rent stuff. And he didn't care what we rented. He didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Best friend to dad.
So we'd come home with like Under Siege, where the girl pops out of the cake, or the one Matt's referring to is Basic Instinct.
Yep.
That was the one that made it move a little bit, dude.
Nice. Jared Stoner's so fucking hot.
It's just... That was the first one, man. I was like, when you're
so when
you're
she first age, uncrossed her leg, or no, yeah. There's a scene earlier, isn't it?
No, there's a different scene later in the movie where it's just like,
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
the beef shot are we, though.
Probably 12, 13, maybe.
Yeah, probably
something like that. It was just it was crazy.
Yeah, I think mine would have to be. Well, I can remember watching Scrambled Porn. Like at my parents' house when we moved to Wentzville. And I can remember every once in a while you'd see like a nipple. I'm like, oh, yes. Then you run half, because I was pretty young. Yeah. I was like probably sixth grade. And you'd like run halfway down the hallway and look, make sure mom and dad aren't up there. And they're listening now, probably going, what the fuck? And then I'd run back.
They knew all along. They knew what you were doing. They just didn't say, they're probably in the room going to make it funny.
They're like, God, he shits, but it takes him 2.5 hours. And half of our hand lotion is gone. But, like, I'd run down the hallway and be
She's over there in the corner making fun of you, dude.
I know. But I can remember, like, going, like, oh, shit. And you could see, it'd be, like, Cinemax at night or something. Yeah. And we didn't get the channels, but everyone's wrong when you did get the channels. That's when I'd go run over to the VCR and find some, like, workout tape. And I'd, like, record over it. And then that was my first ever, like, spank bait material, you know?
Oh,
and those are probably somewhere in the basement still. Like right in the middle of a workout routine, you just got, ah!
People grinding up on each other.
Hot Springs Hotel, that's what one of them was named. And it was on Cinemax or Showtime.
Caged Heat 2 or something.
And it was extreme, like, softcore porn that did, like, it's where the girl would shove her hand by her vagina and ride the guy, where, you know, like, the guy was soft the whole time now when you watch it as a professional. But, like... I can remember the first hardcore was when our friend Joe Grillo got internet. So he was the first one to have the 28.8 dial-up internet or whatever. And so I went over to his house one time, and he went to some website, and we were in his basement because his mom wasn't home yet. And it was after school. And I'm down there, and all of a sudden there's just chicks with, like, hands and cucumbers all in their snatch. I'm like, well, isn't that the darnest thing? And that's where I learned the term, like, clit and cunt and all that. It was like a flood of shit all at one time. And then we go into, like, school the next day. I'm like, dude, look at all the clits here. And Joe's like, I don't think you can really say that out loud.
We're going to get in trouble, man.
Yeah, man. It was hard keeping, like, not getting a boner or, like, stretching in gym class after school the next. Because we had girls in it, too. I should probably preface that.
Yeah.
It was speed and strength.
That was it, yep.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, I can't wait to work out. We're going to go home and look at some naked chicks. That would take like 5-10 minutes for a picture to show up because the internet was so slow. But it was worth it. Yeah. I was like, we're at the face. And like, you'd be like, I can't do it. I was trying to make a jerk off sound effect on my cheek. No, we didn't do that. But. I just remember we'd be like, who do you want to look up today? There's got to be some, like, naked shit out there. Sound like somebody punching a bowl of jelly.
Or stirring up some mac and cheese.
I have a feeling Tony's going to skip this story.
Is he really going to skip this story? Yeah, you're that conservative.
Fuck. What the fuck? No, dude.
He's like, I'm Tony fucking Chris.
Yeah. I'm from Wright City, motherfucker. Straight out of.
The first experience I have with any type of pornographic material, I guess, whatever.
He did air quotes like his brother.
I did not just say. Oh, sorry. Shit. Don't know why.
First time I ever, quote unquote, touched myself.
No, it was it's what's great about Catholic school. I went to Catholic school for the first K through, I guess, fifth grade or whatever. And
I don't like where this story's going, brother. I don't know if I like the preface.
So a bunch of us fellas were showering after gym class.
I went to my buddy's house. It was the McKenzies. They, not that they're ever going to listen to this, but I'm not saying any names. That was their last name, though. And they had, I guess it was like the Playboy or the Hustler or whatever. You know, so you can see some, it wasn't just, you know, boobs. There was, you know, a lot of shit going on.
Situation.
So that was my first time seeing
insides.
Yeah, I'm like, what the? I was
first time seeing a guy crushing them guts.
His mom just walked out here.
I was like, shit.
Because she acts like she's in the corner not going to tell a story. She comes to tell a story.
She was like that Homer Simpson GIF image where he just walks out of the bushes and walks back.
But that was the first time. It was like Playboy or something like that. Right. I was somewhere between, I was like fourth or fifth grade, whatever the hell that is.
See, my stories usually revolve around the tyrannies made me do it first.
Yeah. Steve, I was always scared of pillow pants, though.
What do you say?
I didn't hear that.
You said pillow pants? He said pillow pants. Oh. Joe did.
It's from Clerks, too.
Yeah.
It's his the guy's girlfriend's pussy troll.
Yeah.
That's why you can't have sex with her.
All right, Steve, you're up, brother. Come on.
Mine is over at grandparents' house.
Whoa! I really don't like how this one's starting.
No. It's just late at night. They had, because I guess on the old cable stuff, they had a. You could go from A to B, mm-hmm. and if you did is if you held it in between A and B, it would like sketch it up. So it was like whatever that hardcore channel is, like Adam and Eve. It was what it is, and you turn onto the channel and you go like this and hold it in between, and it literally would go from like the color mix up. It would go like all horizontally. It would just be like. Whoosh.
There I you wish go. You could all like, see the glint in his eyes right now.
He has a tear rolling down his cheek.
It was beautiful, man.
What was this knowledge like 20 years ago?
Oh, man. I was like,
how do you accidentally discover that, by the way?
Well, back then, like HBO and Cinemax and all that shit like that, mm-hmm. like you turn on and you could go through the guide. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I flip it there because you actually had to go from one channel and then you had to go to the other and then it would give you all the other spectrum of channels. But when you did that, it was like I turned it was I don't remember what movie it was HBO and then you turned, I'm like, wait a second here.
Ride 'em naked cowboys. That sounds age appropriate.
Big bushy whatever, you know, big bushy co-eds or whatever. But no, it's like so going to HBO and I'm like you'd hit and then you go through from A to B and it's like halfway I'm like wait a second, you hold it there, and it's like, holy shit. So I'm like, ah. So, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's like, ah. They're just, you know.
So you balls. Like, as a little kid, you're just standing over a TV with, like, a little.
No. No, you actually, like, push it over, and just, like, kind of, it won't click until you actually push it all the way over. So you just go, like, halfway through, and it's like, oh, my God. This
why are black there streaks on the TV.
Yeah.
I'll add to them.
I see this like snake.
Steve, did you spill some Danone yogurt in the living room? Or
no, there'd be like this big snake like figure going in and out of water. Like, oh, that's some dude's dick. Oh, okay, Jesus. You know, and then you'd be like,
on the wrong part, I think.
And then you'd be like Joe did. You hear you're like a snout. It's like.
Click it off, yeah.
And then you go back, it's like, oh, okay.
I was just cleaning my room.
But no, this is like 2 o'clock in the morning because you hear something, you're like,
vigorously cleaning my room.
Oh, what is it?
Please tell me we have another topic after.
We're almost ready.
I think we're going to talk about porn for the rest of the day.
Someone in the corner is being very quiet on this topic.
Lori, when was the first time you saw porn?
Just wait till later. I'm going to make my own porn.
Oh.
It's going to call Sausage Pancakes 2015. The Return.
Dentata.
Dentata. Careful about that dentata, Steve.
Okay. I had no idea we were going to be talking about this in episode 12.
Tony's pants are like, oh, I can't talk about this. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Well, I guess, Jay, did you see it around the same time as... Okay. Good. Perfect. Next topic, please.
What's foreskin? Oh, okay. That's what that is.
Fuck you, dude.
Oh, God.
That's what an uncircumcised penis.
Finally!
Is that Matt's little pig in a blanket?
That was awesome.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going to move on, Toner.
Thank you.
This makes Toner uncomfortable. Yeah. We can always clip this off. We can save it for the outtakes or something.
Don't.
We're just now over an hour, so we had like a 15-minute intro, so I think we're all right.
I think we were going to next was movie reviews. We got any movie reviews. And I really haven't watched much of anything except for a documentary recently, which was The House We Live In, or House I Live In. It was a documentary about the 80s drug war and the impact it has today. David Simon was a big part of it. And he was from The Wire. And for those that have watched The Wire, they know how the drug war plays into that. Really good documentary. And then you, Toner, had watched American Sniper recently.
Yes, my wife and I think we watched that last weekend. Jesus Christ.
Man.
That's going to have to be edited out.
Yeah, that actually sounded like one of the first porn I watched.
That was the loudest damn sneeze ever. Jesus Christ.
I sneezed over here.
It's like a goddamn banshee. All right. Okay.
Band of sneeze.
Yeah, put the...
Yeah, we're sneezing a little
put
baby.
The link there to that.
Uh-huh.
He goes...
But, yeah, the reason I even brought up American Sniper, I don't like talking about, you know, politics in any way, shape, or form, but I thought what was hilarious is that...
Wait, there's something hilarious about American Sniper?
Well, no, not
it's
that.
It's when he shoots the children.
No, what the...
I've never heard so elite in America. Guys, I watched this movie, American Sniper.
Best comedy hilarious. Of 2014.
You didn't sit by the lady I did in the theater, so...
Wait, save it. Go. Tell her. We'll get the Jay story.
Hilarious about not the movie was okay. the reaction to it after it was released.
Okay, gotcha.
The extreme like left-wing liberals were all like, it's pro-war, you know, pro-guns, pro-this and that.
Which, if they said that, they missed the entire...
Yeah, I watched this movie knowing what was said. And after watching it, I'm like, what the fuck are these people talking about? In no way, shape, or form was that pro-war, you know, pro-guns, pro-anything. I know they got pissed off about... They were calling the people over there, and he called them savages, that Chris Kyle's character, or not the character, fuck, Chris Kyle, Bradley Cooper, character he was playing, called them savages. And I'm like, well, if you saw what these people were doing over there, the terrorists, I'm like, there can be a lot worse ways to describe them.
Well, when you strap bombs to children, you know.
Yeah, or this one guy. Yeah, the one guy who one of the main dudes they were going after, not Bin Laden. There's been several different lieutenants and whatever else, but this guy was killing people with like drills and shit. Like he killed this kid with a drill. I'm like, this movie's fucked up. And so I just didn't get the outrage on that. I'm like, I can't stand extreme right wing stuff. I can't stand the douchebags on the left. I'm like.
Everybody just needs to shut the fuck up.
Hey,
so, what would your review of the movie be, Toner?
It's fucked. I mean, it's good, but it's very good, but it's fucked up.
And it's hilarious.
Oh, fuck you. Go watch it. It was awesome.
Fuck you. Go watch it.
Sorry. You set it up on a tee for me.
Tony's every movie review.
I swung and missed. That's right.
It follows an American Sniper. Fuck you. Go watch them.
I'm sorry, Toner.
America.
That's how I know... When the movie's good, I'm sorry. I dropped the ball.
It's okay.
I need more beer.
Or Jay, what do you got, Jay? Well, it's American. The lady sitting next to you, American Sniper, what happened?
So,
I think I remember the story vaguely. Vaguely. I think you told it.
Yes. So we were sitting there and made it through the whole movie. And ends with total silence and all the funeral scenes. And this lady next to me is just bawling. And she's trying to talk to her husband. And he's just like, shut up. And so she looks at me. She goes, did you know this was a real story?
Oh, my God.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, you're like, this isn't DC or Marvel?
Yeah, it's true.
I haven't seen the movie. I read the book. And what I took away from it was you're saying, you know, hey, these people saying left wing, right wing.
Yeah.
The book actually is written in a sense of you get a really good depiction of not only his story, but his wife's part of it, too. The impact of him being away and her having to raise their children on her own and their relationship back and forth with, hey, I'm basically having a relationship over a satellite phone trying to get in contact with him and her never knowing because he always put himself in harm's way and he's on very dangerous missions and she's just left never knowing, will he come home?
Yeah, and they touch on that a little bit.
And seeing the book is a big part of the book. And he would go when he was doing his book tour. That was the big thing was to say, hey, we're going to give you my story, but we're also going to give for wives and, you know, girlfriends of people in the military. You're getting a look of what they have to deal with. And that was something I had not seen before. So very interesting take. Very tragic ending.
Yeah, it's...
But I just, that's hilarious. Was this real?
Did you know this was real?
Oh my God.
Paul McCartney was in the Beatles?
I thought Kanye found him.
Yeah. Oh man. Speaking of comedies. Oh wait, we're still doing movies, aren't we?
Well, yeah, that's it. Good. That's all I really have.
Okay.
The only thing we're going to tease what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, I was going to tease all this mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably write a little something on the blog.
There you go.
Maybe put some not safe for work photos on there too. Get the viewership up.
Was this like a movie or documentary or what?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Right. All This Mayhem. It's basically about two Australian skateboarders in the, I guess, mid-90s. And when they came over to America. And they pretty much beat the shit out of everybody over here skateboarding, but they were also gigantic into the party scene. Yeah. So they were pretty much their own worst enemy.
We'll go into more detail.
Yeah, I'll go into more detail. And parlaying off the comedies such as American Sniper, there's also a great.
That was hilarious about it.
Yeah, I'm still dying over that.
Sorry, when he started, I was like, "What the hell? It's American Sniper."
We
man.
All before the podcast started watched a YouTube video. Shout out to Ginger Spice, who's a loyal listener. Yeah, she's one of our, I think, 7 or 8 now that we have. Yeah. We went from 6 last time.
Yeah. Nice.
And she pointed out there's a great video. It's called Quentin Tarantino is bad at talking to black people. And really, it's just a 3-minute video displaying how he talks to a black audience and hosts compared to how he talks to, like, Jay Leno.
Yeah.
And it's like night and day. It's very spot on. You can't really fake that.
It'll be on the website.
We'll throw a link up there, too.
Yeah, it was amazingly bad.
Yeah.
In a good way.
He's a good director. He's just a weirdo. Also, parlaying on comedies, you want to talk about a little... trailer that we were watching.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna hit on that real quick. Wow,
the trailer for the movie Tiptoes. I sent out a trailer to these guys earlier this week.
Cinema classic.
Basically, Gary Oldman. We all know Gary Oldman from Help Me Out, Jay. Leon,
the professional,
and he was
the Dark Knight trilogy.
He was part of the Dark Knight trilogy, but no. Joe, what was the exact quote they gave for his role?
Gary Oldman's role of a lifetime.
Gary Oldman's role of a lifetime. Co-starring one Matthew McConaughey.
And one of the hottest women on the planet.
Kate Beckinsale.
We'll also have to throw this on the website because you have to watch it.
I don't even know if us talking about it does it justice, to be honest with you. Because just watching it alone.
Tyrion Lannister himself.
Tyrion Lannister is in it as well. I almost forgot to drop that name. That's right.
It's good luck to suck on a dwarf's cock.
Well, how would Jax tell her so you get like
a suck on my cock, dwarf? Put your mouth on the D.
But no, the movie Tiptoes. We're gonna put on the site, or we want people to leave comments about what they thought. Because this movie, when you look at it, it looks like it was made early '80s.
Yeah,
made in 2003.
It's
a Gary Oldman classic.
I never saw anything about it ever.
I never heard of it. Heard of it.
It's probably because they realized they offended about five different genres of people. But it was Gary Oldman's role of a lifetime. He's playing, as they call them, quote unquote, he's playing a midget.
Quote
They call them midgets in the freaking trailer.
They do.
I'm like, oh, that's PC.
They didn't go PC with the LPs or little people.
Right. Now they just went straight midget. Matthew McConaughey.
That was acceptable back then, though.
I guess it was. But you're saying back then. Jay, it's from 2003 is when that movie's from.
Well, they didn't have a show on TLC at that point, so.
That's true. Matthew McConaughey's like, I was making movies with midgets long before I was getting paid to.
Well, all right, all right.
Yeah. All right, all right.
Let's take our shirts off and do things with midgets. Yeah. See, retarded?
That was the first time Steve
wants to get in the impression game is what he wants to do.
All right.
No. Hopefully the last time.
Speaking of retarded or mentally challenged also.
Speaking of, yes.
As Jay pointed out, I would like to point out my mom had the TV on in the living room the other day. Well, no, not my mom.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Okay, never
mind. And so she had the TV on in the living room, and we had about, you know, we were talking, and First Take on ESPN was on for about 10 minutes in the background. And my mom eventually finally just looks at First Take at Stephen A. Smith and goes, is he, like, mentally slow? She was dead serious.
What about Skip fucking Bayless?
Oh, right, both of them are. But dude, Stephen A. Smith,
get on that channel now.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith plays up the ghetto angle so bad. And, like, because I've heard him in other shit. He plays up that fake accent he's got. Yeah. LeBron James. LeBron, he finds it down deep in his heart. And, you know, he willed himself to 40 points that night. And my mom's like, is this guy, like, fucking stupid?
And maybe he can talk to Quentin.
To who?
Maybe Quentin talking to him.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino needs to go talk to Stephen A. Smith. Yeah.
That's like Tony's favorite, who's the basketball guy you hate? The dirt with Marv Albert back
when Bill Walton?
Bill Walton. Yeah.
Such determination.
Oh, dude, that guy was the worst.
He's got such a great physicality.
All that guy did was suck NBA cock on TV.
He loved the NBA, man.
Marv, can you stop biting my back, please? Thank you.
Marv's like, ah, oh, I want some of your wife's lingerie to put on. Nobody who even, if they don't know about Marv Albert, nobody gets that joke.
What was his main call line, though? We know
yes!
Yeah, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, he'd just go, yes!
I thought it was from downtown.
I think he did a few of them.
Yeah, he had a few.
Downtown? Okay.
Because Gus Johnson, he was Rise and Fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rise.
Rise and Fire in this crotch.
You know, I think Rise should be used a lot more often in pop culture.
Me too.
You still feel strongly about that?
Like when you get a semicolon tattoo, you rise from the ashes of your depression because you just read Twilight. You don't know what to do with your life. You know you ain't getting an Edward Cullen out there, but guess what? You're going to rise. Don't send me any hate mail. I don't give a shit if anybody tried to kill themselves out there. It's your problem, not mine. Send it to Matt.
Post Matt's email address.
I want him to come out of the woods with a sparkly shirt on.
My friend, and if you're listening, you know who you are, but my friend's mom got huge into Twilight, and she quoted it at his wedding reception.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, two people who probably listen to this will know. and she's really cool. She's very nice. But she also showed me, she went to, it's called Forks, Washington, where like the story's supposed to take place. And she kept some stones and pebbles and like sticks from it. like it has like
magical
sentimental
powers.
Value, I guess. I don't know.
What quote did she drop?
I couldn't tell you. It was something from Twilight, and it was at about true love, and I heard about eight chicks just drop eggs there. You could just hear like dripping on the floor. You could hear it from like all angles of like the reception hall, and I was like, what the fuck?
That's the sound of ovulation happening right now.
Yeah. It's like, does somebody have a sponge in here?
So was that your pickup line? You ovulating?
I was thinking of getting a Twilight tattoo. Just so like I could show people like on my back. And you just say, hey, get down with me. Look at that. That's a chess piece. I don't know what the fuck it means, but it has to do with vampires.
Hey, is Edward Cullen here? It's my time of the month. Get down here. Let's go.
Oh, you know what? Parlaying off of that, another movie.
We're gonna go tangent. Joe's on a rip.
Another movie that I just watched yesterday for the first time all the way through with my brother was The Exorcist.
Because when he said, I'm on my period, go down there. There's a scene where in The Exorcist where she's bleeding. First, she's like, fuck me, you know? But then she shoves her mom's head between her legs while she, after she,
she was stabbing herself. She's,
right. And she goes, lick me. And her mom's face is all bloody. And I'm like, I don't remember that from the edited for TV version.
She had stabbed herself with a cross.
With a crucifix. I read the director in real life told her to, she was stabbing an actual box. And then whenever it came out in post-production, she's like, oh, that's what I was doing. She claimed she didn't know. But who knows?
She was pretty young when she did that role.
Yeah, movies.
I love that you go, we're going to parlay up a Twilight's Exorcist when she's stabbing herself. In her dentata, if I may.
Is there anything else we can fit in this podcast?
We're at an hour and a half right now.
Well, you got to shave off 5 minutes at the beginning, too. Yeah. We're just joking around, remember?
We're nearing our limit. This has been informational and educational.
I think the only thing that we can tease for next time is if you enjoyed this movie talk, we're going to be talking about a few other movies,
Jay. Nerdcast, Labor Day Spectacular.
About? Some movies based off Mark Millar comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick ass.
And I don't feel like we ever specify it when we say Nerdcast. I always like to spell it too, because I notice we always say go to nerdcast.com, but it's NYRD.
Mm-hmm. That's Tony's really job to do that.
Yeah, I think Tony kind of screwed
up. Well, he didn't do it on the last one.
It's okay. It only took him 10 episodes.
We have a standard outro now, but I guess I don't spell it out.
No,
instead
it's not. I noticed that. I was like, huh. So you got all these people going to NERD. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Does something come up when you type in NERD cast?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Every time I type in YouTube to look for his stuff, it says, do you mean NERD cast? I'm like, no. Oh.
Well see, so fucking sorry.
That domain, Jake.
Hey, look. I'll look into it. Look, if you do it on this, see right up here at the top. Do you mean Nerdcast?
Like, I sure don't.
Well, click on Nerdcast. What does that take you to? NERD. Bowflex.
Nerdcast.
Marvel and DC 2020.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wait, how many views they got?
That one had 14,239 views.
4 months
We're pretty close to that.
By Jesse Pinkman in the house.
Yeah,
we're close. Okay, I'm sorry. I will spell that shit out.
We got some competition, fellas.
We're probably giving them free site.
Page
views and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if we should expect royalties from them.
We might have a lawsuit on our hands, fellas.
Yeah.
We need a lawyer.
We do need a lawyer. So
if only we knew somebody Jewish.
You fucking asshole. All
right. Hi, my name's Sid Gahagafaga from the Gahagafaga Associates. Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Jesus. All right.
Go out with the fucker, man. Look at her just shaking her head.
She's like, why do I let him pierce me?
Oh, Jesus.
Ah! Wow.
Okay.
You pierce. You didn't even go penetrate. He said pierce.
Lori, just be careful when he's laying ruined to that birth canal.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Steve's not going to say anything. He's just like, yes.
Okay.
Tony's got that visual now.
Yeah.
Tony's got beads of sweat. It's building up on his forehead.
I believe it's time to go. Okay, we teased episode 13 very well.
Hitting it like Ronda Rousey knocking out a bitch. That's right.
It's a little creepier when it's like after the fact.
he just gets him in there. And it's all just
awkward all silence.
Well, again, I hate you all, but thank you for listening to episode 12 of the Nerdcast podcast.
Spelled out.
I'm going to, fuckhead.
Fuck you, watch it.
That's right. Fuck you. Go to nyrdcast.com. Not that other fucking site. Shit's lame.
I heard that other site was in deals with Jared Fogel, so you don't want to go to any NERDcast.
Yeah. You got someone knocking on your door asking questions.
Yep. Yeah, they're illegal.
Yes. Yeah, that they are. Okay.
We have Twitter and Facebook too.
God damn it.
If you're not going to do it.
Jay's got. All right. Go ahead, Jay.
@ Nerdcast on Twitter. NYRDCAST.
Oh, it's a good thing I didn't record a standard outro for this shit.
Yeah, he does have. We do have it, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Standard outro?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, fuck you, Jay. You got the shit toner.
Don't think he spelled it out there.
You have to re-record the outro, is what he's trying to say. Do you need to re-record it?
Apparently so.
You got homework, brother. Come on now. There you go.
Fine, I'll record the entire outro.
Again.
Again. All right. So anyway, I can't tell you what this episode's about because I was present the whole time. I don't know what the fuck we talked about. It was engaging.
It was engaging. All right, Badoff, let's go do it. Fucking do it.
I can only do the one line.
And use your voice to send us out, dude.
I can't sign us off like
Badoff. I've got my gold card from Subway. I'm getting into little children's panties.
That's gross. Go, toner. Right. You got Badoff.
I like feeling little children up. You can reach me at NERDCAST. Nerdcast.
You have to clip a lot of this out. You have to edit heavily.
Why are your pants down, little kid?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was at least going somewhere else. That's it.
You didn't pay it off, dude.
I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Maybe next time.
Master Baner.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us for episode 12 of the Nerdcast podcast. Fucking do a Google search. You want to know where to find us. I go by the name of Toner.
I go by Joe Dust at NYRDCAST.com.
Matt, same place.
Jay.
Sound guy Steve.
So until next time. Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for all your contribution, Lori.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
First time you smell a vagina, come back to me and we'll talk.
Yes, my wife and I think we watched that last weekend. Jesus Christ.
Thanks again for listening to St. Louis's own The Nerdcast podcast. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST.com. And look for us on social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Nerdcast. Again, that's NYRDCAST. And you can find us on Facebook by searching for Nerdcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to rate or review the podcast on iTunes. Our podcast is part of the Inside Joke, Outside Voice podcast network. Check out IJOV.net for more great podcasts.
This is the Chris Weaver Band with their song Blues Soul Rock and Roll.